Extra! Extra! Somebody's getting married!
Somebody's getting married? Hey, somebody's getting married!
Whoa! Somebody's getting married!
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 Somebody's getting
married! Somebody's getting
married!
Somebody get some flowers, somebody get a ring, somebody get a chapel and a choir to sing,
somebody get an organ to play,
'cause somebody's getting married today.
Somebody get a preacher, somebody make a cake, somebody get some shoes and rice and presents to take,
somebody get a sweet negligee,
'cause somebody's getting married today.
Wedding, wedding, big and foggy wedding.
Somebody get champagne, somebody rent a room,
somebody get the lovely bride, and somebody get the,
somebody get the,
somebody get this wedding underway.
Are they here yet? Did I miss it? Am I late?
No, they'll be here any minute.
Oh, boy, me can hardly wait.
Yeah. Isn't this exciting? It's the wedding of the year.
Well, can't we start without them?
No, you can't until they're here.
Hmm.
They're finally getting married now.
Okay. Let's play some music here. Background music. Play something. There we go. All right. There we go. So, welcome to the Midi Music Adventure Show. Yes, little announcement for fun. Well, on the show anyway. So, I am engaged. Hooray! It's very exciting. Liz and I are very happy, and today will probably be just a short show. I know I've been really slacking, it's just been really, really busy, and we'll get back into a regular grind soon, but yeah, I just thought I'd come on, and I think today we'll just play some funny stuff. And maybe even a Mystery Science Theater episode or something. That would be pretty funny. One that I think is pretty good for audio would be Alien from L.A., which is rather hilarious to listen to. So, without further ado, let's... and you'll hear some background noises because we're watching a NASCAR race and listening to some racer, what a yo. So, yes, that's the big announcement, and there'll be more things going on soon. Maybe we'll, I don't know. What we're gonna do today, but I am gonna hit play here.
Mystery Science Theater 3000, show 516, real one.
In the not too distant future, way down in
you can really
13,
hear the compression artifacts on this
Dr.
episode,
Forrester,
but hey.
TV's Frank, we're hatching an evil scheme.
This is a really funny episode. So, We are online on the messengers, TBRN Live for AIM, live at tbrn.net for MSN. We are up on Team Talk, so feel free to message me for the Team Talk information. And, yeah, that's about it. We'll just chill out and have some fun.
Maggots, welcome to boot camp here at Fort Satellite of Love. Today, we are going to do a field trip of one Mr. Tom Servo. I'm Drill Sergeant Crow T. Robot, or sir, to you toilet water guzzling little mama's boys. You got that, son?
Sir, yes, sir.
I didn't hear you, Lady Britches.
I said, sir, yes, sir.
Can we just get on with this, Crow? I want to watch Sisters.
You're not going nowhere, you wussy red cupcake. Hey. Unless you're going to run home to your mama, huh?
Ooh, hey,
ooh,
Crow.
I'm scared.
Come on.
I'm the drill sergeant here, you toe-headed contact lens-wearing piece of toast. Ouch. Now give me the oath.
This is my robot. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
And what is the name of your robot, boy?
Servo. Tom Servo.
I don't believe I was addressing you, mayonnaise. Why don't you just make yourself comfortable down there on the floor and give me 20, Corporal?
Because I can't.
Well, now you just brought yourself 220. Come on, Dickweed.
We'll be right back.
I heard that pile. You piece of filth.
Well, several pieces, actually.
Hello, Joker. Pile, you are in a whirl.
Hey, the mad scientists are calling.
Outstanding.
Ah, Mike, I see you've decided to go psycho. Godspeed. Anyway, our invention exchange this week addresses a need I'm sure everyone can relate to. And here's our own TV's Frank to tell us more about it.
Frank?
Thank you, Dr. F. Say, don't you just hate it when you're suffering from some horrible ailment and the only thing that can cure you is an organ transplant? I hate that. And what's worse, you go to the hospital, you have to wait days, weeks, months, sometimes even years to get that organ. That bugs the heck out of me.
That's why we've come up with the Vendigut, the first vending machine that dispenses real human organs. Now, getting a donor organ will be as simple as buying a Snickers bar. Now, for the sake of this demonstration, I took the liberty of removing Frank's liver. And
you
now...
did?
Well, don't worry. I also took the precaution of inserting your life savings into the Vendigut. Now, all you have to do is press B2... and voila, a brand new liver. Let's see, B2. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, damn these things.
Hey, this is great. Now all I have to do is insert this liver into my body. How do I do that?
Back up to you, Mike.
Well, our invention is based upon the fact that we, as a nation and as a people, have gotten away from our rural roots. Heck, you know, where I grew up, I was surrounded by the hustle and bustle of a bleak urban landscape.
Oh, give it a rest, Mike. You grew up in Somerset, Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah, right. Anyway, our invention seeks to give everyone, no matter where they live, a taste of simple farm living. It's fridge udders. Now you can milk your fridge for everything it's worth. It comes with four teats.
Teats. Wow, teats. We can say that teats. Too.
This one over here, regular milk. This one here, skim milk. Chocolate milk, and right here, crushed ice.
Ow! Woo! Hey, say, Mike, let's get drunk later and go fridge tipping. What do you say?
I don't think so. Oh, steady, Amanda. What do you think, sir?
Dr. Forrester, my body has rejected my new liver.
Oh, here, Frank, fill this out and put it next to the machine.
Well, I don't want to wait that long.
Well, then just get another liver from the machine. You happen to have $150,000 in quarters on you, don't you?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Oh. Anyway, Mike, your movie this week is from the team Golan Globus. Some producers I've wanted to inflict on you for some time. It stars Kathy Ireland, and it's called Alien from L.A.
Alien from L.A.? That's kind of redundant, isn't it?
Right.
I warned you about fridge tipping. Servo, please cut it out.
No.
Oh, great. We got movies.
Grow, buddy, are you okay?
Yeah.
You okay?
You're fine.
Get in your thing there.
Wanda, Creep broke up with you over your answer machine.
He hates your answering machine.
I just want to know why he broke up.
He doesn't like you.
Thanks, Daisy.
You should have gone blonder.
Keeper Sutherland is hot.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, there's the cue card.
He's here.
He's nude.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so high.
What is this, high holiday? Where the heck is everybody?
Hi.
You got my message, right?
Yeah, I did, Robbie. I just wanted to...
Wanted to what? Harass me about breaking up?
No, I just want to know why.
Well, how dare you try to communicate with me?
I didn't do anything wrong, Wanda.
I thought you really liked me. You said I was special. Naturally, I
want to
know why.
It's your helium addiction.
I never want to go anywhere.
I do so.
I know. 2 blocks to the beach. You didn't want to go on the camping trip to the Grand Canyon, or rock climbing in Yosemite, or to the 4th of July party in Ensenada.
This guy's fun.
For car's sake.
I told you I'd fly you there.
I'm scared of flying. You know that.
You're scared of everything.
Okay.
We could have walked.
I hate walking.
Look, what's the point? You obviously have a serious problem.
She's emoting. She's going to blow.
Look out. His nipples are shrinking.
There's only 2 weeks left in August, and I want to salvage something, all right?
Robbie, please. Let's talk about it.
Can I have my blue dress back?
I want to change. Just tell me what you don't like about me.
Wow, she's got a lot of pride and dignity, huh?
Yeah.
Please, Robbie. Give me a chance. What don't you like about me, and I'll change.
All right,
guys, it's
Baywatch. Woo!
Baywatch,
hey, Lieutenant, what's her name?
Your voice gives me a headache. Is that enough?
And you give me whisker burns.
How come you never told me this before, huh? Why'd you even go out with me in the first place if I'm such a geek?
Because I'm turned on by squeeze toys.
Wanda, I'm really sorry I hurt you. I didn't mean to.
It's just what I do well.
But you are who you are, and we're just not right for each other.
I mean, I'm right, but you're not.
See, this should have a brain in it.
Goodbye.
Getting dumped in about an hour.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Huh, not a chest hair between them, eh?
Nope.
Yeah, I think we're still together. Just another building block to our relationship.
Sex!
Housewares is on one. Clothing is on one. Administration is on one.
Ah, Pelly in the springtime.
Rejection is really getting to me.
Get out of my car.
Since ever since I was a kid, I've been rejected.
Hi. Howard Stern.
I'm my own dad. He left me.
Ah.
He's an explorer, Wanda. It's his job to travel and not be home.
For 10 years?
Well, so he's been real busy.
And what about my mom? She's left.
She got hit by a car and died, Wanda. She didn't have a choice.
Or did she?
Sorry.
But your mom ran right out in front of me.
Oh, you're right. She didn't have a choice. But my dad did.
Where's Wanda?
Where's Waldo?
No one wants me for anything.
Sports Illustrated on the phone, Kathy.
I want you, honey. I want you to get your butt out of this car and come give me a hand. I'm dying here.
See, I'm Southern and I'm sassy. Now kiss my grits.
No!
Wow, great production design.
I'm in conflict. I'm experiencing inner turmoil.
Hey, Madam Curie, could you get my fries over here?
I wonder what I look like in a swimsuit.
And I'm not going to be afraid to change my
life. Oh, no, don't let her sing. Please, please, oh, please.
This time I'm going to do it. This time I'm...
Uh-oh, what was I thinking about?
Please, God.
Mother Teresa, please hold. Kathy's on line one.
Anything at all?
Mm-hmm. Hi, Kathy.
Anything. I'm not having an abana. I'm going to...
What was that? Golden Globus, no!
Oh, no.
Kathy, you shouldn't have gone on that diet.
Ladies, do your thighs look like this? Get rid of that ugly cellulite with a pickaxe.
Oh, sometimes I feel like that.
He's passing a stone.
Paul Schaefer!
Hi, Dave.
Okay, I'll take it. But the current tenants must go.
This is great. Wanda will never find me here.
Folks, thought you'd all like a break from the whole Kathy Ireland thing.
Don't make me come in there.
He looks like Clint Howard.
Ooh, what came out of me?
Interesting little Christmas. Dong dong. Order. Yeah.
Going sideways, Mr. Sacknison.
Maybe you could take care of your scratching problem before we set up the shop.
I hope I look all right for my meeting with the sun god.
Boy, it's blue in Egypt. Bluer than I remember.
I would have been satisfied with the storage locker. This is great.
This is typical New York five-story walk-up here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Survivor!
What
we got one! We got one! Woo!
Kind of a thing, nutty thing.
Look at
that. Whoa!
Kits from the alien.
Dear Mom, I landed a big part in the Golden Globus film. They're paying me $35.
Dear Miss Sir.
The people of Istanbul reject you. Thank you for your interest in our country.
Neither rain nor sleet. What sleet? Just great Ganj, man.
Cool, a DC-3.
First rolled off the assembly line in 1936. Oldest passenger plane still used for regular commercial service.
Oh, and that's one of the first front-wheel drive planes.
You are listening to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. We are listening to Alien from L.A., Mystery Science Theater 3000 episode of excessive humor. And,
No, it cleared up.
That's about all that's going on right now. We're just taking a relaxing little sit-back here today. We'll
Susan,
get back into the groove
the salad,
soon. Earlier, we had a fun little announcement that we're engaged. Very exciting.
With the annoying voice and all.
And we're just chilling out, watching the NASCAR race.
What a lovely place setting.
And that's about all that's going on. So feel free to message us, TVRN Live Frame.
Thanks very much.
Live it. TVRN.net for MSN, or join me on Team Talk, and that's about it. Other than that, enjoy the humor.
Yeah.
That sign just really seduces you into buying a burger, doesn't it?
Ooh, yep.
It's so small. Oh, it's folded. Oh, dear Wanda.
Oh, my God.
3 syllables.
What's the matter?
My father's dead.
That's too bad. Now pick up!
Says he fell down a bottomless pit.
Whoa! Despite her lack of flying credentials, Wanda pilots her way across the Atlantic.
See, that's the beauty of the DC-3. Its Sperry gyroscopic autopilot made it quite
such
simple
a cake
for anyone.
Hole.
Hey, it's the Blue Mosque.
No, the Blue Mosque isn't on a hill.
Have you been to Istanbul?
This isn't even Istanbul.
Good point. They're bringing stool samples to the doctor.
Pioneer.
I can't hear you.
Colleagues thought he was crazy. They laughed at him.
I like his observations.
He dedicated the rest of his life to
steps.
Them wrong.
Okay, I can handle steps.
Regaining his self-respect.
Jerry Garcia takes her bags.
All this time he's been searching for the center of the earth.
Yes. His excavation is down in the basement.
Right next to the pool table.
Hey, Grizzly Adams, you waiting for a tip or something? Get out of here, you.
Dad had a daughter.
Nice to see this.
What's her driver's license?
Your father cares a lot about you.
Well.
Ooh, they drugged her to do this movie.
In a weird way.
He was a
rodeo clown.
I've been thinking too much. My puzzler hurts.
You look like you could do with some rest. Dad.
She looks like Cousin It.
Long trip to Africa.
Arr, come closer, Miwanda. Arr.
But I'm glad you invited me, Mr. Mahoney.
When I squint, you look like Ian Anderson.
The only chance I'll have to get to know him.
Did they give her hash on the way over?
He left so long ago. Did you try to find my dad?
Get back here, Kathy Gow. Where
we
are you going?
Keep the sprinklet. I go down there every day, look for him. But it all seems so unlikely.
Yeah, that's great, Cloud. She's probably tired. Could you get out of the room?
I would have given anything to see him again.
Except pancakes.
Do you need to go horsies before you go to bed? Well, anyway, I've got to go. I've got to finish tie-dyeing my bedspread upstairs. Starwolf left some soya milk in the fridge and some tofu.
Sweet dreams, Wanda.
Got a guidebook for Greater Istanbul upstairs if you want. Well, I'll just let you sleep.
And she sleeps for 1,000 years.
Haunted sun porch.
Swimsuit issue. The whole room smells like my eyes.
Saigon. Shucks. I can't believe I'm still in Saigon.
Dad's yearbook. He was voted most likely to have an annoying daughter.
Ultimate ancestors were aliens known as Atlanteans. Don't laugh.
No, that's a stage direction.
They arrived on Earth with the idea of colonizing.
But they couldn't get green cards.
Atlanteans' giant spaceship served as their floating city.
Acting's easy when you can read your lines.
To the bowels of the Earth during a volcanic catastrophe.
Kathy, we're filming. Kathy.
Perhaps not the Atlantean people.
So, Dad was a delusional psychotic.
He still live at the center of the Earth.
I don't get it. What's his point?
You're heavy, Dad.
Hmm?
Hey, it's a culture that worships John Candy.
And look, up there, Nick Bockwinkel's belt buckle.
Coffee with your dad. I need some toilet paper in here.
This door sounds brown.
Hmm?
Oh, I'm disappointed. Not what I expected at all.
Mr. Golden Globus, this acting stuff is hard.
I have a reservation for 8:30.
Oh, no, this is the Kathy Ireland I know and love. Hunger, hunger, hunger.
Hey, 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 hey. That's a guy. That's not.
The original Filene's basement.
Where's the store directory?
Does anybody here see my old friend John?
Janet Leigh? Why did Dad have a picture of Janet Leigh?
Maybe I should do that with my hair. You know, get a bob. Whoa. What are you doing behind that glass? You look so small.
I like acting, especially the scene when I don't have to talk.
Andy, Helen, are you in there?
Just listening to her voice in this is the most insane. It can't
short
be her
round.
Real
get
voice.
Me my stuff.
It just can't.
Dad?
That's my impersonation.
This is Kathy Ireland for Coleman.
That's half her dialogue. And welcome.
Well, it was round about that time old Kathy Ireland went a burrowing for safety deep in the bowels of the earth.
The hot Indiana Jones Chronicles. Mm-hmm.
Oh, look what Dad did with the paneling. Very nice.
Dad?
Because your dad's not responsible for everything that happens in the world.
Oh. Looking for Mr. Good Dad.
Step out of the car, please. It's fun. That doesn't go with my outfit.
Oh, boy.
Huh? Oh, boy. Excuse
don't
excuse
me. Pardon me.
Oh, I'm perfect. Oh.
It's so implausible.
A ball just rolled down a ramp. It knocked over three skeletons,
Kathy,
launched one into
mouth.
Her face, and now the whole room is collapsing.
Good one, Kathy.
Is she going down the bottomless pit now, I think?
Don't look at my underpants!
Am I in vertigo now?
Oops, she pooted.
Yep. She fell down the bottomless
She's
pit.
She's having a meeting with Wile E. Coyote down there. Kathy? Hello?
And ooh, fade to black.
Kathy.
Oh.
Kathy?
I'll pull him in the pit of hell.
Now I'm going to have to think some more.
This keeps up, she'll never make it on down the shore.
Dad, is that you?
Oh, tell the prep people to cut that out!
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, a plague upon this hall, and they are louder than the weather of our office.
Boy, you know that Kathy Ireland. She's got a real cute shape, doesn't she?
Yeah, kind of reminds me of that one model, you know, that tallish one. Who, Elle McPherson? No. I'm thinking of that one you see around in magazines and all.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Claudia Schiffer.
No. I see her on that TV program, you know, that you see on the TV?
Right. You mean Iman?
No, this one's real, got a pretty hair thing going, you know, real white teeth and such.
Oh, it's Jill Goodacre.
No. Come on, this one wears all those fashions and whatnot.
Sounds maybe like Eileen Ford or John Casablancas, huh?
Boy, I can just see her. You know, she's in that video and she's got like a strange name.
Yeah, sort of foreign, like maybe from Germany or England or something. Yeah.
Linda Evangelista?
No.
Carol Alt, Yasmin, Kate Moss, Kristen McNerney.
No, the name's kind of like a bread. head. I'm thinking it's like Clownella or Plantagenets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy, is she pretty, though.
Oh, real pretty.
Well, is she like 70s swimsuit type, like Cheryl Teagsian or Fawcettian or... No? Is she more Lauren Hutton crossover type or Beverly Johnson-esque?
No way.
No, I think she's more modern. Yeah. She's always wearing something different, you know, kind of has a different hair thing going.
Well, is she like Parisian waifish, no eyebrows, androgynous type?
No.
90s super brat, house of style?
No, but I saw her once on that talk show and she seemed real nice. You know?
Christy Turlington.
No, she's in those ads wearing those underpants.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Rachel Hunter, Jerry Hall, Kim Alexis?
No, that band sings to her on that video on TV.
Cindy Crawford. Nikki Taylor. Cover girl Nikki Taylor.
I've got it.
Who?
It's Clara Peller.
It is not Clara Peller.
No, I remember. That's it. Clara Peller.
It's not Clara Peller. Clara Peller's the Where's the Beef lady. Remember, she's been dead for a couple of years.
No, Mike, I think Crow's right. I remember seeing that Clara Peller in her underpants on that video. Yep.
Look, we'll be back until we straighten this out. You did not see Clara Peller in her underpants. It's impossible. You did not.
Did too.
No, Clara Peller's like 90. No.
Clara Peller underpants.
No.
Did too. Underpants. Clara Peller.
You'll never be asked about all Clara Peller. No, she wasn't wetting her lips. No.
This is sad, Max.
No, he's from the Orkin Army and something happened.
That won't be easy trying to steal my claim.
Because I'm Australian.
Because you're going to have to flug me first.
Liviu Chulai directs Our Town at the Guthrie.
Easy to me. One yank of the trigger and you die.
Do something. Iron my pants? No. Redo my eyeliner? No, that's not it. Think.
Tell us where the main vein is!
Main vein?
Tell us!
Please? Come on.
It's in his pants.
I did something!
She's throwing rocks at them.
Home Alone 3, The Destruction of Jared Zinn.
Oh, right. We wait all this time to see bloomers?
Dad?
Didn't you wait on me one time?
You okay?
My boyfriend says I have ugly hair and a weird voice and...
Are you okay?
Yeah, please don't ever open your mouth again.
See? It's all there.
Are you gonna hurt them?
Why not?
I'm Australian, you say.
Not right. Or
not. They'll kill me if I don't.
You know, in Australia, my voice is as annoying as yours.
Well, look, I gotta kill somebody.
I better not regret this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we provide the scene, you provide the motivation.
What it looks like, a troll mule.
It's Donald Pleasant.
Killed him?
No, it's hibernating. Come on,
man. Oh, that makes it...
Come on.
Where are we?
Atlantis. Where else?
Can we go to CNN Center? Can I meet Ted Turner? The Braves playing?
Atlantis?
Uh-oh. I just realized I have massive internal bleeding.
It's possible.
Dad?
Where do you think we were?
Trying to look busy here. I'm Australian.
You live underground, don't you?
I just can't help it.
You?
Do you have Pearl Vision here?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
The main vein.
Looking for my dad.
I left him by the taco stand and now I can't find him.
And I guess he's in Atlanta. I don't know where to start.
Let's start at the very beginning.
Atlantis wasteland.
No, he just kissed a hamburger wrapper.
Days ride.
Me prize jujubee.
I thought it was jelly beans.
You're not gonna leave me.
A string of jelly beans.
Look, I gotta bounce to the city to file my claim before somebody else tries to steal it. Thanks a lot for helping me out.
They should have a race between the vehicles they're about to use here and the vehicles in Space Mutiny.
Whoa, that's a switcheroo.
How great would that be?
Did I? No, I saved your life.
Shut up, please.
Please take me to Atlantis. I mean, that's asking a lot after all.
You wore that seashell bikini, okay. Didn't you?
Okay.
Ah.
Well, get in.
When you heard that noise, I was turning it on.
Oh, Gandalf had one of those vehicles. He'd never have died at
Gandalf!
Whoa, it's a samurai.
It fell and tipped over.
That was wonderful.
Whoops. Oh, her glasses are broken.
Jimmy, I'm sorry, mister.
Can I give you money for gas? Will that help?
Come on. Get in.
Or on, actually.
Wait a second. Get in on that side.
Won't you get in over there, please, Stanley? Fires look like acorn squash.
Then put these on. Gets kind of muddy out here.
Sorry, I wasn't Australian there for a second.
He wasn't Australian.
Oh, wow, what a messed up day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you from, anyway?
Welcome.
Long story.
They're in Schlepp Car.
To make this even stranger, I may randomly have to run for a moment.
Shut up!
What is this?
This is Mystery Science Theater, Alien from L.A.
Oh God!
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if you heard my earlier announcement that
I time totally got away from me today, so I'm still trying to catch up.
Ah, well, at the beginning of the show, I have made an announcement that Liz and I are engaged.
Crazy. Well, you're stupid.
So, that was exciting.
I'm sorry. Run that by me again.
Stephen's tapes here.
I can't believe you. As in, we'll be married in the future.
You live whatever dream you want. Nice. I have an announcement. An announcement of my own this evening, which is. The new property I'm about to move into, we have actually made all of the financial arrangements.
Nice service.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Thanks, big spender.
Thank you.
Wow, 99 for unleaded.
Hence why things are so insane.
Yeah.
And like I say, there will be one more call I have to deal with later, so if I run at random, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry.
Come on, sweetheart, come on.
There's a world going on underground. I don't want to hear it. I'm Gruffin Ruff. I'm ready to be loved.
Oh, the singing is just the best. I love it.
Not since Tracy and Hepburn.
She still hasn't stopped talking.
Where I come from? What is that over there?
It's a matte painting.
Oh my God!
Underground city.
Durhey.
Oh God.
I got a call to make sure the place I gotta file my claim is still open. Wait here.
Okay. Wait.
I'll meet you by the Great American Hot Dog Experience in an hour. No
standing. Do I love you?
I don't even know your name.
It's Ted Nugent.
Your name? Good Ned Way.
Ted Nugent. Oh, God.
I once threatened the president.
Love me?
I want to sit near some. Okay.
So what?
Kathy, could you get in the shop? Come on over.
Walk into frame.
Hi, what's on?
Speaking through his representative spokesman, denied all gossip.
Is everyone down here a false Australian?
Today, many babies were suddenly born in Z Sector.
And in sport, Oceania scored another victory over Manchester United.
Oh dear.
Comes out of love and it was a gas.
Come on, productions of Godspell are punishable by death.
Good. Guys, it's Tad from All My Children.
Is the water warm enough, Wendy?
If you'll need me, ask for patches.
FYI, we are at around the 35-minute mark.
And you don't got a pass.
If you're on Team Talk, probably add 2 seconds.
I will work for food.
I thought I had a weird voice.
No one believes what's printed in that paper. Fill it with stories about aliens every day.
Aliens?
Like little green Martians from outer
space. What are aliens? Oh, no, wait. Wasn't that that kid back in the 90s? That, like, floated in from Cuba?
You don't know what outer space
who?
Is.
Who?
Until you put NyQuil with suit up there.
What was the name?
I don't know. He said something about alien.
The kid in the 90s was Alien Gonzalez.
Close enough. Maybe that's what he was talking about.
The sun? The stars?
Well, I saw Sizzle Beach, USA once.
Lay off the service and stuff.
She's being very geocentric right now.
Why does everyone wear funny makeup and weird clothes?
It's Exene.
No, I think it's vanity.
Malibu Beach?
Taking kind of a Dickens-esque turn, huh?
Really, it's so Dickens-esque, it's almost Dickensian. This is kind of the high-rent district.
Norm!
Hey, it's a Nelson.
Wow.
Gunner, I think.
We're open, I suppose.
Wow, this place is really creepy.
Yeah, they got real good mozzarella sticks here, so shut up.
Your girlfriend owns this place?
Well, she owns a franchise. It's owned by a huge multinational based out of Switzerland.
Hey, Edgar Winter, table for two, please.
You got them little fish crackers?
Well, look who's here.
Who? Oh.
How you doing, Roars?
How do I look like I'm doing?
Well, you look pale.
I struck it rich, Roars. That's why I'm back here.
Yeah, like always. This guy split without paying his bill. Left his clothes behind. Looks to me like you could use him.
Well, she seems nice.
I suppose this could be a big mining town.
Could be. Hey, could you put the game on?
The game.
Big game.
I hear someone downstairs making quite a racket. I'm going to go see what he wants.
To me is good to me.
Kind of a weird Days of Our Lives.
I shall return momentarily.
Oh, I know. It's right. Abel Gance's Napoleon.
Very good.
Are you covering up, Constable? We have our sources. Name them, though. You're changing the subject, Constable.
I'm kind of weird.
Sure, everyone, that contrary to any rumors and gossip that may be circulating,
I'm Boyd George.
We have not captured any alien beings from a purported surface world.
Mr. Rogers in Cabaret.
Truth to the rumors.
This week with David Brinkley. Oi!
With David
Excuse me,
Brinkley.
I have a dinner engagement.
Well, back to you guys up in the booth.
Lying sack of crap.
Boing, 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 boing. Brr.
I can't believe I got an interview.
She's rebooting.
Well, that killed some time.
Test your sex appeal.
She's gonna purge!
Sorry. No!
Step on pedal provided.
Ooh.
No, Kathy, that's the bidet.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you, don't use the steam thing. Ah!
Thank you. Step aside.
Hey, you look really nice.
Brought you something to wear. Looked to me like you needed it.
Miranda Richardson hands her an ugly coat.
Richardson, that's really nice of you. Couldn't stand wearing that dress another minute.
Stewart's, I can see why.
It says all Atlantean fibers.
Change
your clothes.
I've never seen material like this before. What is it?
It's new.
Where are you from?
Newtown?
From out of town.
It's dangerous with strangers in Atlantis these days.
People get kidnapped. No one ever hears of them again. You should be careful. You're the type that would attract a lot of attention.
Careful. You know, can I go play?
Thanks, Royce.
I'll be downstairs if you need anything.
A scene from The Children's Hour.
Oh, Dad. Why would you want to come to a place like this?
It's a planned golf community.
Find you and get us out of here.
Hey, nice. Hey, the government's doing all right for itself, huh?
You are an alien spy sent down by your world to prepare an invasion of Atlantis.
I am not an alien spy sent down by my world to prepare an invasion of Atlantis.
I am the law here in Atlantis. You will confess the truth to me, and our world's will go.
Call for more smoke, please.
No.
Come on. Uh-huh. He looks great.
He does look great.
Oh, come on.
You owe me a big favor, Nelson. Shut up, Crow. Don't look at my butt. Can we just get on with this, please?
Okay, McCamba, just like we practiced at my wild Irish Ireland.
Or in the Gaelic, Aaron Gobralis.
Crow, don't start. Come on.
Sorry.
Here we go.
Oh, Cathy, my wild Ireland lassie, you're not just an island to me.
Thank you.
With your sparkling green eyes and skin alabaster, you've stolen my heart.
Ah. Oh, Kathy, who squeaks with the voice of an angel, I don't think you're so big a bone.
Good.
I'd like to come over and roll in your clover and kiss your Blarney Stone.
Come on, guys. No improvising.
Sorry, I was just going with my feelings, you big mush.
Let's just skip to the chorus.
Okay.
Kathy, Kathy, my soprano lassie, I'll adore you till the end of time.
It's a little predictable, isn't it, Nelson?
Come on, just do your part.
Okay. Oh.
No, in the voice.
Oh, Mikey, it's you that I like. You're a bitch in green with those baby blue things and the stuff that you wear. And your shoes are really choices. Sorry,
Mike, all right. It's me, Tom. Mike, Tom,
stop.
The chorus.
What?
What'd you find downstairs?
Happy, you made me daffy.
Oh, just the bird.
I will love you till the end.
He was making all sorts of racket. He wants to play with Liz. He's walking around on the couch.
By the way, the audio is really drowning you out.
Oh. Sorry.
No problem.
Lovely.
One of the side benefits about moving in with my parents for the summer is that now I get to hang out with the lifelong family friend of my brother's pet parrot named Murray.
Nice.
He memorized certain sounds that I made when I was about 3 to 5 years old.
Atlantis is going to have to shift to a service economy.
Yeah.
Thinking.
One night in Bangkok makes a man humble.
I gotta wait until tomorrow to fly my clam.
Fly my clam?
So I think I'll help you look for your dad.
Dad?
Gee, thanks, Gus.
I'm only doing it so as I can get rid of you.
Right.
You're a pain in the neck and you're cramping my style.
Boy.
Come on, let's get something to eat.
Boy.
You aliens eat, don't you?
Yeah, I'm starving.
Divorce, bankruptcy, harassed by creditors.
I gotta figure out a way to.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival.
Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. Don't.
I guess not.
Looks like ballet truck.
Bet you've never been to a place like this before.
Well, Chili's gets pretty nuts.
Let me tell you about our specials.
Take your order now.
How special?
What do you want?
You can't read the special. Uh-oh.
Make it two.
Coming right down.
up.
I got to rub more saliva in me hair.
There we go. That should be a little bit better.
Yeah, that's good.
Looks like a Peter Greenaway set.
It does.
Tina Turner demands a table.
Yes, I want that table over there. Yes, that one. Do you see? Yes. Thank you.
Any ideas on how to find my dad?
We look for him.
She's just obsessed.
Not yet. I don't think too well on an empty stomach.
But he's using a mouse pad for a napkin. Hey, it's Candy Slice.
Things are really weird here.
Not like the service world, huh?
Don't you eat that pillow? Oh, you think it's funny to eat the pillow? Well, it is not. You should see his face.
I specifically said no bacon on my worm sandwich.
Watch. Yeah. Watch.
Pumpernickel.
You don't eat that, are you?
So every time that Liz tries to have a bit of ice cream, the bird like looks up at it worshipfully.
Oh God!
Yeah,
really like
he can. I don't know if he'll. We'll just see if he bites it.
Think I know someone help you out?
You do?
Nope.
Yeah, it's dead wood. I
gotta
use a pound.
Oh, that's great.
This
guys.
Is happening,
Lord.
Sticking her with the chick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
clever.
I'm shy.
Now he's singing.
Sarah, give me my point.
I don't think that's part of his usual diet.
Kathy Smith? No.
Mm. Oh. Did I just hear a syringe?
Yes, we hear you in the background.
He's ought to do it.
She's deflating. Now, see, this is irresponsible. They're encouraging people to go out and drug Kathy Ireland.
Now let's go burn down the Chelsea Hotel.
I'd like the number four of the
second.
Total chaos! Hmm?
I can take you to your dad. Come with me.
You'd be hearing a lot more laughing from me as it weren't for the fact that I knew it makes me trip.
Live the good life in the off-world colony.
I think they're in Funky Town.
Funky Town.
Tonight, Sam Giancana sings Paiachi.
Tonight, we have a lineup of
Archie Rice. Oh, I thought we were beyond Thunderdome.
Yeah, me too.
Now batting, Kirby Puckett!
You can't have any pudding until you eat your meat! How could you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
Wow, evening at the Improv's really changed.
Hey, worms, get Chase cold worms, get them while they're alive.
Bless you.
One Fist Nine, The Reckoning. This is where all those new wave bands went when the wave was
all right. Yeah.
He's
that
having a party of his own over there.
Donald Stripes. No. Sorry.
Oh, and that's where am I supposed to set my coleslaw now?
Your T-zone is a mess.
What is it, Jack? I can see that.
Hey.
I want to know why you had brought her here to me, to Mambino.
Hey, is that that guy who played the Oompa Loompas in the new, in the Johnny Depp, Chocolate Factory movie?
An actress.
I haven't seen that.
No such thing.
She needs to perfect her closed-mouth smile.
Yeah.
I'll take her bones elsewhere. I never said I wasn't interested.
I implied it, sure.
I could always use another dark girl with big bones.
Wasn't he on Golden Girls?
Mm, all
she'll cost you 500 shiny ones. Pay her 400 shiny ones. 400 shiny ones down for your luck.
Yeah. Oh. All right, just a sec. Let me get that out of the way. Ah!
Oh, my hinder!
I like me.
all clear.
Yeah. Boy, it doesn't feel like a Tuesday, huh?
No, why?
It's the cover of Tommy.
I have got information to sell about an alien wrench.
Cheryl, I love your hair.
And for $750.
$750? That's pocket change.
General Ryko.
Just a sec. Just checking your references. I'll be right with you.
Yes?
Hello,
Crassus.
Sorry, I can't hear out of this eye.
You want us to arrest another alien?
Alien.
Alien. They corrected the movie. I love it.
He doesn't do much, does she?
I don't know.
Is he bothering you?
It's the band Rush.
Okay.
I don't trust Shaq.
There he comes.
I have to hide the girl somewhere.
You got the room at your place, Gary?
Maybe in my bed.
Kathy Ireland gets treated like a barge full of medical waste in this movie.
I'm the bean. Boss.
Yeah, hey, boss of bosses. You might want to blot your lipstick.
Why? Because they buy aliens.
Aliens? You think I'm an alien?
Some people just think, you know?
An alien. How right, ridiculous.
A likely story.
And someone get me an eyelash curler.
Boss! Over to the left a little.
Street comic.
I'm looking for a girl with big bones.
Yeah, who isn't, buddy?
You represent the Lollipop Guild?
Yeah, they're like Munchkins.
Well,
my God, Herman,
ain't no good life, but it's my life.
Whew, the Theater Daylight Blue Moon production.
I've lost my accent. Anyone seen it? Accent about this big? Good.
He loves you.
This is
so damn
amusing.
Boy, a team starts doing well and place just fills up, eh?
Yeah.
I heard you were dead.
I'm looking for a girl with big bones.
We get it. You're happy.
I see them.
Ooh, Doug Henning goes undercover, underground.
Where's the girl? I saw him go through there. Come on, take
your pick. Oh, there's a girl with a big bone. She's looking
at he just won't stop.
Small bones.
He looks too happy to interrupt.
Rough clowns out in the street. I want to bite and kiss you.
Gymkhana.
Joe Montana.
Oh, my.
We are showing some spunk.
Big confidence from an alien who walks like a troll, trusses like a worm, and is a boy.
Are you my boyfriend?
I like voice, man, Bino.
Look, we're not doing anything to provoke this behavior. Oh, now he's on top of the laptop.
Is he just like walking around the room?
You look terrible.
Pretty much. But now he's on top of the keyboard.
Oh, I'm back.
I'm more Australian than
he's
ever.
He's okay.
We never did anything for anyone.
But you are the
if you're lucky, he'll type some letters for you.
Yeah.
He's just nearly heavy enough.
Steve?
It should take very little pressure.
Joel Grey,
yeah.
Death Cabaret 5.
Before I make you wish you stayed dead.
But you see, I was never dead in the first place.
No, now he's got clown white all over his hands.
Oh.
Get that out.
Kill him!
Or he could at least style his eyelashes.
Cornrow.
Here, hit me with this.
Armed with a Lady Thuringer.
That feels really good in my hand. It's firm, but it gives.
Are we in an action sequence?
No.
I was just sitting there waiting for you.
All right, all right.
what's up there?
Hooray!
Oh, sorry.
Is his poop deck happy or something?
Poop deck happy.
Whoa! That'll make your shamrock shake.
Oh, let me get my shillelagh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I saw your butt.
Not without my dad, Gus.
And here he is now.
I will buy you.
Wow, a lot of loose lumber there in Atlantis.
So, why is it that the action sequences slow this movie down?
It hurts to be pretty.
She could really use a slip so Atlanteans don't see her naughty bits.
I need camp open meat. Where's the food court? Oh, gee, it's Susan. If she sees me in her dress, she'll kill me.
You know, the nice thing about Atlantis? It's all under one roof. You can just spend the whole day there.
Yeah. She's got a tail. She does.
Ooh. I smell patchouli. Whoa, Poopy!
Can I see the projectionist, please?
Five laps to go on the race.
Okay.
Hold it. I think you're going to like this picture.
Hold that down.
I've got an idea.
I'll move the patch to the other eye.
If Shank films.
Special agent Shank.
I think I know how to find one.
Giving her the hairy eyeball.
Lotto.
Lotto, General.
Hello, and what do you think of the film?
The movie's going really well, I think.
The store will be closing in 10 minutes. I bet Atlantis has extended hours, though.
Oh, no doubt.
That's a funny line they did they were watching The Final Sacrifice.
Big eyes, Kathy.
You will be rich beyond your wildest.
It's like the Mrs. Khrushchev Club here.
Isn't that right, Mina?
Somewhere, anywhere, she could be standing right next to you.
And the room.
It is.
All right, make a wish.
Oh, and it's a scrum for Kathy.
Excuse me.
Hello, citizen. Whoa, and here comes Kid Creole in hot pursuit.
Somebody flew to the ceiling.
Juliet! Juliet! Achoo!
Hey! What's the very latest problem in the area? Look!
Janet Jackson's stomach standing.
Yeah, but of course on you, it looks absolutely smashing.
Oh no, Bronson's in the show.
Alright, well,
Rusty's
our one
more
charge.
I hate that structure store.
This is with my Walkman and my God.
She walks like Jim McMahon.
I don't care.
In disgrace.
She's a regular Sunny Spoon.
Wow, she's screaming her way to safety.
Whoa!
Don't all the lights chasing after her?
Oh, pardon me. You hurt my shoulder. Look at that. It's all good.
Hey. Hello, babe.
Big bopper.
He's threatening her with a puzzle piece.
That was real cute back there, sweetheart.
Oh, not the earwax. Oh.
Go ahead. Scream all you want.
I'm sure that works a lot better with the visual.
Yeah.
Many years.
Hey, I'm Woody Harrelson, aren't I?
Nothing to nobody.
Speaking of worth nothing.
Hello? Anyone know what happened?
No, but it was very tense.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of big bones were troll, aren't you?
Hmm? I'm not really troll.
Yeah, right. Neither am I.
Well, you're not.
Who are you?
I'm charming, as in style, good looks, and panache. Look. I know you want me to sweep you off your feet. Love you till I die,
I want you to get off my foot.
I ain't got the time right now. I'm on my way to rob...
Boy, you really like blue cheese, don't you?
You know, borrow some funds. And that gwee back there has made me late.
But I...
Look, I know it's disappointing, but,
I'm not Mark Hamill.
There'll be another time. Another place.
Wait!
I'm not the least attracted to you!
What? Some people are after me. Could you please tell me? I know it's a lot to ask.
James.
I told you, I'm busy.
Hey, Count Chocula, clear the shot, will you?
I'm really in trouble. Bad trouble.
Better up.
Yes, may I help you?
Ah,
yes.
She's gonna rail.
Help you. It's only because I'm a sucker for big bone dolls in trouble now. Tell me your problems and I'll decide if I've got the time.
Well, I started when I was 10 years old.
Wait a
second. What?
Is that really your voice?
Jeez.
Come on.
I'd slap this movie if I could.
My father was about to kill me, and then you showed up to save my life,
Charmin. I gotta play you my Kathy Ireland books on tape.
I don't know why I'm
No, that you've got to run with the spinal tap.
He seems like a selfish pebblehead who didn't care about anybody except himself.
I used to think so.
That was a big move.
A
come on,
hey,
Jeff.
Hey, you just laughed yourself.
No.
You're still a lot to go through for someone who may not want to see you.
She's walking like Sherman Hemsley.
You're a
shapeshifter.
Very unusual girl, Wanda. And I mean more than because your voice is so strange.
What exactly is wrong with my voice?
Come on, the saloon's this way.
Heck Razor Part 2.
Hey, stay away from the boy. This might maybe be my boyfriend, maybe.
Jeez, what, did he blue rinse his face?
Tonight, kid, something really scary.
Oh, he shouldn't fight in his headgear.
Oh, suddenly it's the end of Highlander.
The series or the
one or two
the
any
of
or
the cares?
Oh, God. Oh, what are you using this floor? It's great. I can see myself.
What the?
There can be only one.
Nobody beats Midas. Nobody.
Hey, bada-bada, hey, she's a looker. Hey.
Whoa.
Not now, honey. Daddy's killing. Please.
A double murder is waiting for you. Two calorie quest.
Go tell Frankenberry. Ah.
Wait for it.
So, lunch?
guess I showed him, huh?
You sure did. What?
Look, Wanda.
Oh, Madam Aine.
I don't know if you're an alien or what, but I do believe you're here to find your father.
Hey! I know where a father is!
For whatever reason, the city's out to get you, so you gotta get out of here before it's too late for even me to save you.
You mean me?
Oh, that's just the other plot.
You get going. I'll hold him off. It'll be easier with you gone.
It usually
you
is.
I have to do something I don't want you to see.
What, Jarvis?
Never mind.
Just squeeze me.
Roach's saloon is nearby, just up that alley. Hide there and I'll meet you if I can.
My water just broke.
Will I ever see you again?
But the problem with 2 second reactors don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy underworld.
Crazy. Another time, another place. Now go on, get out of here.
You taste like goat cheese pizza.
I think that's what they call artistic license.
You always have fabulous.
Man, you can see right up his skirt.
Another time, another place.
Now, who's my love interest? Is it the Australian guy? Oh, I know Mark Singer's gonna be in this movie.
Once again, here is the girl's image.
Oh, that's my flight!
You can see how easy it is. She is a spot. The part one and win!
Well, I guess sometimes it's just fun to sit and people watch.
That's another great thing about the underworld. You can just sit
up.
And watch people.
Shut him up. Look, Eddie Van Halen.
There she is, General.
Now, you can tell she's British by her teeth.
General
Russell. Even if I am big bone, what's the wrong with that? It doesn't make me a bad person, does it?
So, what, the movie just take a break?
So.
Hello?
Oh my.
She's portable.
No screaming in the basement, kids.
Never work when it's supposed to.
He's arm wrestling no one
then.
Me.
Hi, guys!
We're on our way to the 18th tee.
Bloody hell. She's been arrested.
Mike, reach under the desk,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah. Right under there. Wow, it sounds important.
Oh, it is, Mike. That's because it's the Kathy Ireland Fabulous Range of Emotions Acting Guessing Game by Hasbro.
Bro, let's play. The first photo, Mike, portrays Kathy in a life-transforming crisis. Mike, she's just been informed by her brother that her beloved lost explorer slash father
is dead. Dead! She is alone, abandoned, bereft, beorphaned, Beelzebub, beorther, whatever.
And her face displays, this is for 50 points, Mr. Mike
hold
Nelson.
Hold on. So I have the game right here, you little monkeys. I'm supposed to guess Kathy Ireland's emotion, huh? All right, I'll say soul-wrenching sadness mixed with horror in the face of the void.
And the answer is...
You gotta flip that thing there.
Oh, this?
And the answer is...
Dull surprise!
So you're wrong, Mr. Nelson! The 200 points in the hole, Mike, as we move into the lightning round!
That's right. Begin here, Mike. Kathy decides to transform her life. Her emotion?
Churchillian determination.
Dull surprise! Next! Here, Kathy has fallen several hundred feet into a hole! Her emotion!
Shock and horror!
Dull surprise! All right, here, Kathy yanks a golf cart onto herself!
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. How many more cards do we... Hey, can you wait a minute? How many more cards do we have?
60 or 70?
All right, well, we better get started. I'm going to say dull surprise.
Dull surprise.
Dull surprise.
Yes,
dull surprise. Dull surprise, dull surprise, dull surprise, dull surprise, dull surprise. Boy, I'm really making up the points. Dull surprise, dull surprise, dull surprise, dull surprise, dull surprise.
Okay.
I believe
believe the aliens are spies.
Don't surprise.
Ah, yeah.
Very good.
You got it.
Very good, Mike.
We must mobilize for war. We must launch a massive retaliation.
You're overreacting, General.
They're here to enslave us.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Make trolls.
Didn't know this was a read through. I'm sorry.
I must agree with Consul Crassus.
What the hell?
That the aliens are here by accident.
Whoa, anybody know how to turn this thing off?
He's in a spinning chair that just keeps spinning.
As you most shrewdly observed.
That's maybe you could dress for the meeting.
I suggest we help them return to the surface world.
Your pantyhose are on too tight, Crassus.
I beg your pardon, Brightwell.
Let the aliens free.
Win cash prize.
Your face is unlike that of a mule's rear end.
We will release them only if they agree not to reveal our existence to their world, for no one else has to come down.
See, I'm a trained actor.
We have no choice.
Yes, an actor.
Just aliens.
Hey, they're guest workers.
Your lordship, you cannot possibly listen to Crassus. You know he's got those hot tendencies.
Oh, Poopy.
And we've all been discussing the fact that he dyes his hair.
The general aside, your lordship, we are not murderers.
Sir, actually we are.
Bring me the aliens. I'll first speak to Wanda.
And then a mechanic to fix this chair.
Whether to free them.
I'm getting dizzy in here.
Terminate.
Coming around again. Oh, and by the way, could someone get me a bucket? I'm feeling crazy.
Then Captain Ron's boat?
Oh, never say
Captain
that.
Captain Ron's boat.
It's open. Go.
Why didn't I just get a duplicate of that key?
Oh, no.
Your lordship.
Yo.
This is...
Hey, yo.
Come here, child.
The what? Closer.
Patti LaBelle as Amadeus.
So you are the Wanda.
Patti LaBelle as Amadeus.
Where you buy a token around here for crying out loud?
You know, actually, the transit system in Atlantis is very efficient.
Shut up!
And was patterned after the metro in Paris. Or le metro in French.
What's going to happen to her? Lord Ovo is trying to decide whether to release you and your daughter. Or to terminate your lives.
Hmm? Oh. Oh.
Well, how does it look?
Grumpy, but professional.
There you go. Oh, everything depends on Wanda.
Wanda... Wanda who?
I'm not explorer. Hmm.
Would this
adventure.
Be the same Wanda that the worms from Men in Black were always talking about?
Where'd we find this one?
I'd forgotten about
and that's
that.
That's why I'm here. And for no other reason, sir.
Oh, please.
Well, all I know, all I know about Men in Black is that the post office doesn't
I'm
have a
Wanda
cabin.
I'm Wanda Sack Newsome.
Don't wear it out, Newsome.
A waitress from L.A. who should have never come here.
Here it comes.
And I just really want to go home now.
Hey!
What?
Oh!
They are going to make brown-eyed trolls out of us!
What? Oh, shut up, Rykov.
Zing.
Come on, say it. Here say it. Here it comes.
Daddy?
Yeah.
I wonder.
Really? That's the dialogue? Hi, Wanda. After all that, that's what we get?
I'm an
Now, see, this is what happens when you try to find your birth parents.
Yep, yep, yeah, huh? Be home early!
Well.
What are you doing?
Papa, don't preach.
No, he's my dad!
Oh.
So you're Wanda's dad?
Yes, I am.
Well, she's gone through a lot of trouble to find you. Well, I reckon it's on my ass.
How long have you been seeing him?
Oh, how's your mother?
Dead?
Oh.
The other guy just left the room looking like he had to take an incredible shit.
Ah, I see.
I expect
and,
so.
You can prove that.
I tell it like I sees
I'm
it.
Sorry, Dad.
It doesn't
matter now. Even more than I deserve.
Yeah.
Ew. What is that? Gumshine.
That's why we gotta bounce!
Well, then bounce it is. Boing, boing, boing.
Looks like Gracie Allen is buried there.
Hmm. Hmm? It's a government house, huh?
Right,
nice.
Adam, forget something? Do you have any idea how remarkable this is?
They're renting.
It's a building. No, it's not. This is a spacecraft.
crash here 10 what? Millennia ago.
Yeah, right, Pop.
From outer space. Outer space, come on.
Oh, clearly falling down. Attic, you know. Falling down the bottomless pit's taking its toll on his sanity.
I know where they're headed now, General. I'll direct you from here by remote.
Did you want aisle or window?
So, Crassus, I was right about the aliens being spies.
Oh, just do your job, Rykov. Kill the girl and her father.
Rykov and Crassus.
And then I'll come back for you.
I heard that.
Whoa, lower than I thought.
Unbelievable, Kutzen, you actually made it.
It's Kladdintu.
Who is he?
He's only the bestest dad in the whole widest world.
The aliens are approaching the outskirts of the city.
Oh, good one, Dad.
Intercept at 5.3.
Driver, head for the outskirts of the city.
And don't take the freeway. It's all torn up.
Actually, the Atlanteans are very supportive of referendum bond issue, so the highways would be...
Shut up!
The general vehicle has turned for the outskirts.
Wow.
Follow the general. Just don't lose her.
And pass me a sherry.
Professor Saknutum, I have to disagree with you. Sure. According to my data, the incline of the surface world has changed.
Robert like Fulgham thinks he knows everything.
The eastern region, the mouth of the center of the world.
I don't doubt your knowledge, Professor, but I've spent my life studying and searching for the center of the Earth, and I obviously did find it, and it wasn't in this direction.
He's using someone's feet to steer.
I have all the equipment you need for your ascension to the surface of the world.
Won't I'm a werewolf.
Either my way or
a maniac, Walk up.
Who? Oh, Mrs. Lockhorn.
Walk.
It's straight on ahead, Gutzen. And don't scratch my worm wagon.
I bet in Atlantis, salt is really cheap. Cheap everywhere.
Did that guy say worm wagon?
Dad, can I have a raise in my allowance?
I'm not sure.
We now return to the big yogurt machine.
Oh, sweetheart.
Baby.
So it's not really a bottomless pit, it's a topless hole.
Pretty much.
End of the journey, I ain't going home.
Bottom of the world, Ma.
It's pretty impressive, isn't it?
It's magnificent.
He's the bat.
Thank you.
Well, what a beautiful day.
According to my calculations,
we'll never work again.
Would have blasted me right up to the circus.
My God, why didn't you go?
I wanted to stay home and watch the game.
Of my work, and he shut me down. I was ruined and tossed out of the university.
Oh, not your nose.
I was thrown out of the university too, but I wouldn't let that stop me.
Yes, yes.
Thrown out of the universe.
More easily than others, Professor.
I dreamed of being a
really?
But it was too impractical.
Sounds difficult, doesn't it?
Between giving up.
It sounds implausible.
Something unfinished.
Here's your inner black.
Suspension of disbelief.
You know,
yeah.
I never finished anything in my life.
Not even my Australian accent class.
Hey, he's going to the bathroom. That's wild.
If she'll tag me.
Oh, that one really white lady.
She'll make you richer than any mine, Dad.
I'm a scientist.
Wanda.
Say goodbye to your little friend. It's time for dinner.
Goodbye, big character.
Thanks for everything, Gus.
It's time to go.
No one's going anywhere.
Until you clean up your rooms.
You blew the deal when you tried to escape.
Yes, you blew the deal.
Now we have orders to execute you.
Well, just so you don't kill me.
I thought you wanted us to
leave. Hey, what's going on here?
I'm sorry, Professor.
That's okay. Ooh.
Whoa.
You saw nothing. Take the general away.
Whoa! Bitch and left.
Just leave!
Quickly, Professor. I think she's a little upset when she wakes up.
I'm joking in the form of understatement. I can do that. I'm an actor.
Get into trouble for this? It's a small price to pay. Now move quickly. Hold on tight to one another.
Get into the cyclonic cooking thing.
I love you, honey.
Next time, can we fly first class?
Anything happening yet?
Remember our deal, Professor. Not a word to
so
anyone.
Long, sucker.
We don't exist.
Well.
I just had the weirdest dream. And you were there. And you. And you.
That I was in a golden globus
film. I went to Africa.
With Jeff.
I fell down the bottom of the spit. The center of the earth. And I ended up. In this city called Atlantis.
That was really annoying.
Oh my god, that really is the scene they were doing. Oh, I was just joking. They have to have the Wizard of Oz end scene in all these movies, of course.
Are you?
Daddy, it wasn't a dream.
Dream come true.
I've become Conrad Janis.
Oh, a little too hard there, honey.
And Santa's coming.
Maybe they should cover that up.
Nah. Ooh, still hot.
Ah! Shark! Shark!
Tan, don't burn. Get a copper tone tan. Oh, her.
Ah.
Oh, hi.
Hey, here's a souvenir.
Hey, Stacy, wait up.
How you doing?
I'm here for my comeuppance.
Look, is it true about Wanda? I heard she went to Africa. Actually took a plane and everything.
Yeah, she actually took a plane and everything.
Well, golly.
Excellent dialogue.
Including me. Including Susan. Susan Stacy.
No kid.
Have you met my trophy chick?
It's just not like her. Are you sure this isn't some scam to get me back?
Excuse me, my knee and your groin have an appointment.
Why don't you ask yourself?
Wow, she's not wearing glasses.
So, what do you do?
Hi, Wanda.
Overran you there, sorry.
Take you out and you can tell me all about Africa.
How about you bite me twice?
Still have the same hair? Same voice?
It doesn't matter.
Believe me, it doesn't matter.
James.
Yeah, he sounds really despondent.
Yeah.
What I wouldn't give for all.
Hi.
What happened in Africa?
She grew up.
Men can't resist women who fly coach to Africa.
Lorenzo Lamas is renegade.
She had knee surgery.
Excuse me. I was wondering if you could help me out. I'm a stranger around here. Another time. Another place.
Sorry, it doesn't ring a bell.
Well, maybe if I use my horrible accent.
Crazy? What the hell does that mean?
Is that who that's supposed to be, I guess? I have no idea. I'm totally lost.
The gums we're getting at.
Yeah. Smiling like a baleen whale.
She's filtering krill through those teeth.
Or maybe it was the Prince Charming guy, whatever the hell his name was.
She lived happily ever after.
Oh,
she called doing an
nice
occasional guest shot on Down the Shore, living happily ever after.
Oh, Golan Globus. They produced Lonely People with Jill Clayburgh and Barbara Hershey. Did you see that, Mike?
Well, no, Crow, I didn't see that because, well, I'm a guy.
Oh. No, really. Yeah. Well, you know, I know you couldn't see it because you were watching Beaches for the 100th time.
Did that have any relevance? What was that about?
Who cares? Hey, Crow, that video store called.
See, I understand this all now. The alien from L.A. was her.
No such thing as a surface world. Huh. And rumors of the actual existence of aliens are wrong, misleading, and counterproductive to the future of our great city-state.
So that's irony, huh?
Yeah,
oh, let me
sure is. Yep.
They say, Mike, the video store called and said your copy of the Lemon Sisters is way overdue.
Thinks they may have had contact with an alien. Male or older male should report immediately to General Rykov at Government House. There is a reward.
Me!
All right,
hey guys.
Yeah, great time.
So,
hey, Crow, how's your new deluxe collector's edition?
That was Mystery Science Theater Alien from L.A. And I think that's about all we have time for today.
Oh, you're heading out early?
Yeah. So, yeah. That was entertaining. And
that it was.
So, yeah, tune in. Hopefully next week, I think, we'll be doing a show again.
I should hopefully be on time.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy day.
Yeah, it's been a crazy few weeks. So, yeah, that's about it. So,
and Herman had to get in a last word.
Yes, he did. So, let's just tune out here. All right, then. We're going to end the stream now. Yoink.